This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. And over the next 60 minutes or so, we are going to be discussing the historical significance of the Bohemian Grove, which, by the way, is taking place right now, with zero media coverage whatsoever, within the context of not only the military-industrial complex, former and today. I assure you, there are arms deals, bank deals, digital currency deals, and food deals taking place in the Sonoma Redwoods right now, but also in the regards of our history in compartmentalization, the executive within the executive, the very deep state that Robert Barnes was just discussing. And props to Robert Barnes talking about Bill Barr as a modern day part of that. And guess what? Bill Barr just happens to be in the Napa Valley right now giving speeches. I wonder if he might stop at the Grove. You see, once I found out that the Manhattan Project was hatched there, and that's where compartmentalization was taken to the next level, and we started to have these programs that were what? Born classified post-World War II, which we'll get into. I realized that this was not only a birthing place for the type of policies that led to technology that can totally dominate and change the world, humanity as a whole, but there was also a spiritual aspect to this. And so over the last decade and a half, what I've done is I've amassed a slew of their own internal annals. For instance, this is their sixth annal here, 1973 to 1987. And when I talk about the military-industrial complex and I talk about the deep state, okay, I want you to see this picture right here. Well, I guarantee his son will be in attendance. But right there you have George Bush with all those gentlemen in the middle dressed as spooks. Remember, George Bush will become the vice president of Reagan after being the CIA director. Okay? And there is zero, let me say this again, zero media coverage that this is happening right now. On top of that, we're going to take you into the historical spiritual aspect of this as well by showing you a man called George T. Bromley, the high priest of Bohemia. This book is his biography. As you can see, the owl's on the boat. The owl is also on the bind. And this book is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. In fact, I would suspect that this very copy right here was actually owned by a member of the Bohemian Grove, because what you're looking at right here is the obituary of Bromley. And in this book, he not only discusses his meeting with John D. Rockefeller, but he describes the ritual for neophytes or initiates into the Bohemian Club as he is the high priest. He also discusses other aspects of the occult and rituals via Druids, Aztecs, and others. So this is an important topic. We're going to hit several of the annals and that biography. We've got eight annals here, folks. I don't know that there's anybody outside of the club itself that has as much of this historical information. And let's not forget, Alex Jones is the one that broke the cremation of care wide open. We're going to be describing that ritual in Bromley's own words as well. We're going to be getting into the Great Reset, the New World Order, the technology behind all of this, post-World War II, the Good Shepherd, Top Gun Maverick, believe it or not, and so much more. So, if you want to know this stuff, you're going to have to hang on, and we are going to be there shortly. But first, Alex's War, it's premiering tomorrow. Yeah, you can pre-order the book, but can you wait for this documentary right now? Be sure to check that out over at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
We're talking about the Bohemian Grove. For those that are not familiar with the Grove, this is an encampment in Sonoma, California. It's been around for over a century, started in the late 1800s by a bunch of Bohemian artisans. And as the establishment started to move in to the coastline, they started to take it over. And originally there were about 800 members. Now it's a little over 3,000. But it has been extremely, extremely influential in what we know today. And again, the modern day deep state in its secrecy models. You know, they pledge their allegiance to this. We're going to show you a clip from my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, where you understand that these people start these things as young men in college via skull and bones type secret societies, right? And that's where the occult rituals come in and their allegiance does. And that's actually post-World War II, and I want people to understand this, where they make the Central Intelligence Agency, where that is born. And then these guys are constantly jockeying for the black programs born classified at black sites like Area 51 and others. We're going to cover all that. But first, let's get to George T. Bromley and the long ago and the later on, his own book. Because historically here, what you're looking at on one side are some of the plays. And then you get to see the Druidic in front of a Buddha and Bromley sitting in the middle himself. Rituals that take place. And when you look at this book here, again, everything is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. Let's get right up to it. Okay, everything is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. This was a huge part of his life. Throughout these chapters, not only does he tell you how he gets involved, and again, that meeting with Rockefeller right here, Mr. Rockefeller unhesitantly pronounced him the best man. This is one of his good friends that he went to school with, he had ever met. And this is also a man that died worth $5 million after investing, I believe it was, $25,000 with Rockefeller. It's good to know John D. Rockefeller and be in business with him. All right. So they discuss right here how the high priest of Bohemia, and that is George Bromley, initiates people into the club. And who is this? Is this Sir Henry Irving? Yes, Henry Irving. And this is his initiation. So the high priest says, what is his object? The cardinal. He desires to know what this is all about. Let him enter. Most excellent cardinal, whom have you here? A stranger from a strange land. And I know that this is a lot of goofy stuff to people, but this is how they do it. He has passed the ordeal of the election committee. In other words, they've nominated him. He has, without one feather dropping, then bring forth the paraphernalia and the sound, the gong. The owl, because that is their deity, folks. Okay, the cremation of care ritual, which we're going to read his own account of, is a Moloch-type Baal ritual where they burn the effigy of a body, but that symbolizes their soul, their very morality, their consciousness. You know, they might feel bad for some of the things they've done over the last year on behalf of this agenda. And this is very occult, and I'm going to go into the artwork one. But you can tell, again, I'm no Bible thumper. I'm no Christian, okay, by any means. But they have a very anti-Christian, pro-pagan, pro-occult attitude. High priests and all right? And these are the deals. The owl and the loving cup resting upon a small table were then placed before the candidate, and he was thus addressed by the high priest. Again, the owl is their deity. I will show this in their own annals. Illustrious neophyte, before you are permitted to know what this is all about, you will truly answer the question I am about to propound. But as your future happiness may be affected by any mistake in your answer, I will reply to it for you. The answer being satisfactory, the candidate was requested to prepare himself for the obligation by taking the loving cup in his right hand and placing it in his left hand in his trousers pocket. As the act of paying for the drink being given to understand, that was a far as true bohemian ever got to paying for anything. In other words, your money's no good here. We want your allegiance. That's what we want. We want your secrecy. In this presence of the owl and this July and August body, see, end of July, early August, again, bohemian club meeting now, and no one's reporting on it, I hereby pledge my word in this bohemian toddy that I will ever cherish with feelings of delight the high old initiation I am passing through tonight, nor will tell what hath been told me for friendship nor for pelt, except it to be to someone who knows how it is himself. To the rules and regulations I will rigidly adhere by always drinking champagne in preference to beer. In other words, I'm going to shut my mouth and I only talk about this thing with other Bohemian Grove members. I will love each true bohemian where on earth he goes till he turns up to the daisies his emaciated toes. Till death I pledge this. As this I truly promise on the honor of my name, and I will do my level best to keep and perform the same. Should I ever divulge the secrets I'm permitted here to know, may the wind blow through my whiskers when they're allowed to grow. So once again, shut your mouth. So, the cremation of care. Okay, I know it's a little blown out there for the audience, but let's read from this, and this is what Bromley says about this, all right? At the close of the hijinks, the ceremony of the cremation of care is solemnized, and it is not easy to conceive of a more solemn ceremony. On the top of the hill, in the rear of the hijinks stage, are gathered those who do participate in the cremation, and when the sire declares the hijinks closed, he requests the audience to remain seated, and the signal is given for the procession to move. The band playing the Dead March, it's all based in death. Again, look at Skull and Bones, look at their rituals on tape. We're going to play that. The devil equals death. Death equals the devil. The band playing the Dead March is followed by the high priest, that's Bromley, and the bearers of the casket containing the remains of care, again, their consciousness. Then comes the procession bearing torches as they are descend in the windway pathway. Lighted by varied colors, it is certainly one of the most solemn sights ever witnessed, for nowhere else could be seen such magnificent surroundings. As the procession passes the audience, they are all fall in and proceed to the ravine where the funeral pyre has been erected. And after marching twice around the pyre, the casket is then deposited thereon, the band plays a dirge, and the master of ceremonies delivers a short funeral oration. Then comes the high priest with his address, closing with the soul-stirring announcement that carking care is conquered and Bohemia is free. Then come the torchbearers to apply their torches as soon as the whole, I can't even tell you what that is, whatever it is, it's ablaze. And as the burning blocks fall asunder, the fireworks in the casket then burst forth, and a magnificent display of rockets, bombs, and Roman candles brilliantly light up the ravine and all of its surroundings. Okay? This is what Alex Jones captured. So here he talks about this. So again, there's more of an occult aspect. And why do they choose the owl? Because the owl is a predator. It can see in the nighttime. It represents death and destruction in the Mesoamerican culture. Weaving spiders come not here. Don't try to screw us. Among the midsummer hijinks at which I have officiated as high priest, again, I'm the high priest, were several upon which I should love to dilate. The Buddha jinx, held in the Redwoods back of Mount Tamalpais, and sired by the late Fred M. Summers, the Druid jinx, J.D. Redding, Aztec jinx, and the High Madriad jinx. So again, it's more than just this cremation of care ceremony, okay? And I'm going to show you some of the plays they do. They do Noah. There's a lot to this, but the important thing is that it is geopolitically relevant, and many of these people are bringing in the transhumanist, one world, new world order, great reset agenda. You know who's fighting that agenda? Alex Jones is every day at Infowars.com. So now's the time to go to Infowarsstore.com, make that donation or purchase, and what? Support the broadcast. We'll be back on the flip side with more on The Grove.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Humanity is at a historic crossroads. The information that InfoWars is covering is literally the blueprint to counter their great reset with the great awakening. When you support InfoWars by getting great products, you keep the tip of the spear on the air. You see, the enemy hates us probably more than even Trump, because we are identifying who they are and what incredible psychotic control freaks they are and how humanity can be awakened to defeat them. Right now we're doing a major fundraiser to fund our legal bills and to fund things into the future and to make sure we get stronger, not weaker. But you are our strength. We are our strength together. Now, right now, we're running a huge sale, and a lot of great products that have been sold out for a long time, thank God, have finally come in right on time. The cavalry's here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our number one total bestseller. It just came back in 2 days ago. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids you need to boost your overall health and immune system, it's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, highest level curcuminoid, so incredible for inflammation, for your immune system, for everything. But inflammation is such a key thing. It's amazing for that. Diet Force. Look, I'm overweight. I've already lost 30-plus pounds in just the last few months, despite all my stress, taking this product with all natural concentrates and more that are known to naturally speed up your metabolism and so much more. And it's good for you. Diet Force, the latest product that we've developed, X7, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, all three of our toothpaste, including, finally, the original Super Blue, back in stock, 50% off together, 40% off individually, and you can pre-order The Great Reset, The War for the World, my new book that's already number one in history on Amazon at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping this incredible information on air. We're all doing it together, so God bless. Please take action.
So we are back. I am Jason Burmes. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we've been going through different annals and aspects of the Bohemian Club and Grove, the Grove Right Now meeting in Sonoma, California, last week of July, first week of August. And again, big things get decided at the Grove. And when you have the Central Intelligence Agency running operations against their own politicians, many of them members, do you think any of the blackmail might be discussed? Do you think any of the arms deals might be discussed? I don't know. Sure seems that way, especially when you have some of the biggest players out there. And for some reason, they're into this weird owl deity. Now, I want to show people here. I believe this one isn't quite 100 years old, although I have one a little over. The Annals of the Bohemian Club, okay, and it's to their tutelary owl deity. You can see the owl right here, okay, and where is it right here? There it is, the tutelary deity, the owl, all right? And in this, you can actually see Bromley in cartoon form. And here he is in his little boat in the corner, the owl boat riding across, and in his high priest outfit. And don't forget, this whole occult and technology thing, think about Jack Parsons. Think about rockets. Think about the Nazis themselves being in to the occult. There's Bromley. It all has historical precedence. And when we look at this annal here, and this is the eighth annal, this is focusing on the artwork of Bohemia, you see and hear those themes again and again. And they start talking about a guy named Haig Patigan. He's the one that constructed the owl. Okay? Let's get to that right here. Okay, three-time club president Haig Patigan, among the best known of Bohemian artists, Patigan was one of the West Coast's most prominent sculptors. His owl shrine at the Grove stands as one of the most defining images of Bohemia. It is indeed their shrine. And in this, again, they talk about another artist, Robert Henri, and I want to read this because I was trying to find this painting. If anybody can find it, I'd love to see it, whose urban realism and aesthetic flexibility he inherited and transported to California. Especially interesting for a Bohemian artist was a 1914 painting entitled Greed, in which a naked family hung from a cross representing industrial avarice. They love that anti-Christian, anti-family stuff, even in 1914. And I'm going to read a quote from Jack London of Call of the Wild, what he had to say about the artist that hung with these people. Because if you're a low-level minion, you know, Clint Eastwood likes to go there. He's part of the club. If you were, say, Willie Brown, mayor of San Francisco, you might want to be a part of this because you get a low-key warning on the morning of 9/11 not to fly that day. And then you can, you know, years later, deny it ever happened on camera. You know, it has its perks, Bohemian Club. And let me read this right here. This is from Jack London. This brings to mind none other than Jack London and his ambivalent views about the club in modern society. He expressed conflicting values and attachments that earlier Bohemian figures seemed to be able to hold simultaneously. Perhaps the most famous Bohemian of all, London had written in 1907, even then, he saw where this was going. Remember, late 1800s, mostly artisans, and then started getting taken over. That Bromley book, I mean, you look at when he joined, same thing. As for the artists, they merely pander to the little less than ignoble tastes of the plutocracy. Huh. The plutocracy. And if you don't know what plutocrats are, they keep getting richer and you keep getting poorer. It's like the definition. It's like the oligarchy. All right? So even then he was aware. Let's see. I want to show you just a couple of the things in the artwork. And then we're going to get into the military-industrial complex aspect of this. This looks like something right out of Eyes Wide Shut. You want to go to the Christmas dinner? That looks great. That looks fun. And let's see here. Here they do Noah. You know, they do a lot of these plays. By the way, no women. So the men play the women. A lot of them dress in drag. A lot of them were and have been closeted homosexuals that have been compromised. People like Dennis Hassert, who's far worse. And I'm not saying that homosexuality is bad here. I'm saying that you get compromised when you're running on the conservative party and you say you're a Christian conservative and you have a family. Dennis, of course, did all those things, but in fact, he was labeled as a serial child molester by a judge. No big deal. You know, and he never did any time for that either. That's not a big deal either, right? He just did 15 months and he's an old man in a wheelchair, free today. And all of these things integrate. And that's why when we come back, we're going to play a segment from Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. But we're going to start with some of the biometrics, some of the technology that's emerging on a large scale now before we get into the Grove. Why? Because it all integrates together. We're going to work in Tom Cruise, Lockheed Martin, and much, much more. Skunkworks, the Oxcart program, you better believe it. So much information here at InfoWars.com. You're not going to find anywhere else. So now's the time to hit InfoWarsStore.com. Make that purchase. Make that donation. Support Alex Jones. We'll see you on the flip.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals. all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, that's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back. I am Jason Burmes. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking Bohemian Grove. It's going on right now. Nobody's writing about it. I'd love to see what the list looked like there over the last week and a half or so into the end of this week, or what they're discussing. Because when you look at this book right here, The Greatest Men's Party on Earth, it's by John Vanderzee. It's kind of tough to get. And he was actually allowed in. And let me just read this is basically from the beginning, the prologue. Why have the paths of American men as seemingly diverse as Dwight Eisenhower and Bobby Kennedy, Pat Brown and Richard Nixon, Earl Warren and Barry Goldwater all passed through this one out-of-the-way woods? What is it that has made the Bohemian Grove one of the places that the man who has arrived in America arrives at? Most important, what needs and desires common to us all does the Grove represent? Power, secrecy, maybe the desire to help rule the world? I don't know. But again, this is a good read, and it shows that power structure and how diverse it is. And this is where I want to get to Dwight D. Eisenhower and the modern-day military-industrial complex that, again, was really born out of that model and the technology. Because we live in a world now, okay, where cloned beagles are being created and gene-edited. Now, in the 90s, we openly had the cloning of Dolly. Livestock has been cloned for years, if not over a decade, publicly in this country alone. But now it's being normalized that CRISPR tools can be used to mess with life. Also, we live in a world where not only black helicopters now exist. Remember, black helicopters in the United States, that's hooey. But now they're being controlled remotely after being retrofitted by DARPA. Yes, the Black Hawk helicopters have now become drones. Those are the worlds, this is the world we live in. They're rolling out technology they've had for a very, very long time. And most of this technology has been beta tested one way or another. Area 51, Operation Paperclip, the Pentagon's brain, and especially First Platoon, because we're going to be going over how the biometrics that we're seeing across the world really beta tested during the war on terror. We're going to lead into that through the fear of 9/11. Remember that? So these books that you're looking at, to me, are a must-read history lesson on how the continuity of government program, born classified, and the military-industrial complex got out of control and is what was warned about by Eisenhower himself. So let's take it back a step to Area 51 and the Oxcart program. One of the things I actually liked about Top Gun Maverick is, spoiler alert, like the very first scene for the very first plane that he's going to be testing was an ode to the Oxcart program. It had the Skunk Works logo on the back. It said Lockheed Martin on the shift stick. Okay, and Tom Cruise had to do lengthy exercises and breathings and be in chambers just to fly the aircraft, as documented once again in Annie Jacobson's Area 51. Then she gets interested in the fact that, wait a minute, a lot of these people were involved in the military-industrial complex and things like that. Yeah, it's weird. They were Nazis. And then the Good Shepherd Hollywoodizes the fact that Skull and Bones comes out of the OSS into the CIA, right? Whole thing, and they do the occult rituals, and they dress in drag, and that's the model. That's why it's important. That's why it's important. So let's play some of this right here and talk about some of that technology.
My mind, one day you're on one side of the ledger, the other day you may be on the other side of the ledger.
Biometrics have been instituted in both Afghanistan and Iraq, where individuals are subject to fingerprint devices, iris scanners, and electronic database to screen local residents as well as DNA tests.
Does it sound familiar, by the way? Again, we do this under the guise on the war on terror because we were exploited by a thing called CNN syndrome, which I'll show you in a minute. And now it's coming everywhere.
This includes anyone within the populace of a combat zone.
Someone has to go out there with the biometric registration equipment, take your iris scans, take your scans, and get you registered in the system like that.
As scary and tyrannical as these systems seem to be, none may be as dangerous as the implantable RFID microchip. Through various pretenses, including terror, security, and entertainment, the chip has been promoted and integrated into society. In 2001, following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the Jacobs family became the first family to be injected with microchips in front of a live television audience.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
In 2004, the FDA approved the use of RFID technology to be implanted into human beings. However, studies dating back to the 1990s show the implantable microchip has been linked to cancer in animals. But this has not slowed the agenda of control. In Barcelona, trendies get chips in order to receive VIP status at the exclusive Baja nightclub. A simple swipe of the arm gets them in without a line, and it pays for their drinks, too. The Mexican government also chipped employees for security measures in 2004.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
Mexico's attorney general and 160 of his deputies have had microchips implanted in their arms. It is to provide access, said the attorney general, to the right people in exclusive areas.
Today, aside from being promoted as a device that can save your life by storing all of your medical information in it, it is being promoted as the next generation tool for video gaming. Sega developer Yu Suzuki plans on developing gaming technology using implantable RFIDs. He states, people that have some sort of chips in their bodies to be able to keep track of vital signs. So it doesn't have to be a scary thing, but you could put a sensor here. You know, a bit like the Matrix, as he points to his arm. It's not really something only in the future. Some people already have them, chips in their bodies. Suzuki is correct. It has never been easier to order a microchip online and implant it under your skin. Microchips implanted in your hand, arm, or shoulder is just the beginning. Some have already taken implantable brain chips that may enable the blind to see again, the deaf to hear, and much, much more, including the ability to download information directly into the brain and instantly communicate with anyone in the world, creating a worldwide mind.
It's very interesting.
So I just want to point out this film is from 2010. And how much of that has been mainlined and streamlined, and really the Verichip type model is like a toy. And we're talking about Neuralink. We have Dennis Bushnell, the author of that future strategic warfare document that I continually go back to, because it is so important for people to understand how real this is. Back in 2001, again, talking about what? CNN syndrome, so that they could basically exploit the casualties of people for this same agenda. Sound like the COVID-1984 nightmare when they talk about things that will monitor your very bodily autonomy, all of your vitals all the time? Bio-nanotech is here. It's not going anywhere. In this, they also talk about what? Oh, yeah. Capturing and torturing Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure takedowns. Cyber attack, anybody? This document is from July of 2001. These are the type of things, again, that are promoted by these people that are at the very top through compartmentalization. Through the military-industrial complex, we were warned about by Eisenhower, that was a spiritual battle. So when we come back, we're going to get to the secret societies and the Grove. It's Invisible Empire. It was produced here at Infowars.com over a decade ago. All of my films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, and Shade. Share them with others. Alex Jones says the same thing. That's why you need to go to Infowarsstore.com right now. Make the purchase, make the donation, and get the word out. Now is the time, if you have not, to get on the ground and join the Infowar.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it. I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it.
They're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
You make the case of what not just the New World Order is, but using this Great Reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism.
They have decided to trigger a controlled collapse and then bring in a new dark age to control the general public where they will be in their Elysium fields. There is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really they're just imploding things under the cloud pivot model so that they can get that control over us.
Alex Jones cuts to the the heart of the matter.
He has presented tons of valid evidence and facts that I think have been really, really important to raising consciousness to what the sort of technocratic global elite really want to do.
The true thing that you've done, which is stunning, if you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. This book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I'm telling you, everybody in America, the people that hate Alex Jones the most have to read this book. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out and you're going to be underlining stuff. It's amazing.
The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available now on Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
We are back. It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. And before we get back to this part in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that discusses the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and secret societies. A lot of people argue, Jason, they're just plays. These people are rooty-tooty good people. Well, let me tell you something. Read the Franklin cover-up or the Franklin scandal, and one of the darkest accounts of what could happen to a child allegedly occurs at the Bohemian Grove. And it is worth noting, before we get into this segment, that what the Daily Mail, of all places, earlier this week, did a extensive piece on the documentary Conspiracy of Silence, which was never released, okay, never released, and talked about the call boys in the White House, Lawrence King, Peter Citron, victims, Alicia Owens, my bad, Troy Bonner, and of course Paul Bonacci, that gives that account. There's Bonacci, and they show a picture of Citron here. I mean, again, the darkness. If you look at this information, the people that supposedly love us and rule over us, there's nothing benevolent about them. So let's kick off this clip on their secret societies, the Bohemian Grove, and their significance.
Politicians, business leaders, and media figures are often portrayed as pillars of morality while they describe themselves as Christian conservatives. Nothing could be further from the truth. In reality, many of the elite are groomed at a young age to take part in occult rituals. Those who attend Yale are indoctrinated into the Order of Skull and Bones, an elite secret society cloaked as a fraternal order.
Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bones Society, we couldn't resist.
Skull and Bones, people say it's a formal fraternity. Pops the wreath.
You'll mock him over the dice. Horrific screams caught on tape include chants of "The devil equals death, death equals the devil."
True. Famous alums include Senators John Kerry and John Chafee, to name two, Cabinet Secretaries such as Averell Harriman, and three Presidents, William Taft, George Bush, and George W. Bush, who's been reluctant to talk about Skull and Bones.
Does it still exist? The thing is so secret, I'm not even sure it still exists.
Former Skull and Bones members and current members have been presidents, heads of the CIA, senators, heads of business. I mean, huge, huge corporations. These people have the network that brings them to such a position of power that most people could only dream of.
Bush would run against his fellow Bonesman and distant cousin John Kerry in 2004.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322.
You can bet, by the way, that George Bush is more than likely at the Grove. So let's get right to it. Here is the Grove. We're finally there, folks. Thumbs it up. Subscribe and share to everything I do outside of here. And by the way, we are fully demonetized on YouTube. We get kicked off all the time. Rockfin, Rumble, and Podbean is where you can find my stuff.
Camp for the Powerful, an all-male gathering in great secrecy.
This group was formed in the late 1800s by artists, industrialists, and politicians. Bohemian attendees worshiped the owl as their deity. The Aztecs, Mayans, and other natives of Mesoamerica considered the owl a symbol of destruction and death. This is why the opening ritual for the club is the cremation of care. During the ritual, the effigy of a baby is rowed across the water by the Grim Reaper and given to a high priest, who then tosses it on a fiery sacrificial altar of a 40-foot owl god. It is an earth-based ritual in which care is burned away. The conscience is symbolically cast aside so that they may ignore the pain they have inflicted on others for the advancement of their own agendas.
With this ceremony called the cremation of care that begins the two-week encampment where the body of dull care symbolizing woes and concerns is burned on an altar in front of a big owl statue. When that ceremony ends, they all start to cheer and yell.
You have to ask yourself why. Why it is that somebody would want to do that, let alone these elite people.
And that's a great question, Mark. Well, let me tell you, in this last couple of minutes, because these people at the top, many of which are generational sociopaths, are not like you and I. They look down upon us as commoners, and they see themselves as those that will drive the next evolution of humankind via veiled technology based on their systems of compartmentalization and achieve what they believe will be godhood, as the rest of us that are allowed to survive are a new servant class that have been genetically changed and merged with machines. The idea that you or I or any of them will ever upload their consciousness into machines is a great lie. It is a great deception, and it is a tool that they are using via their media and propaganda and entertainment to push via their transgender, really transhuman movement. This is InfoWars.com. I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me the opportunity to do the fourth hour and discuss the Grove. Again, not one mention anywhere in the mainstream media this year about it. It is significant. Unfortunately, it appears very dark things go on there, aside from the occult rituals, again, that were caught on camera by Alex Jones over 2 decades ago. So if you haven't done so yet, if you're new to the InfoWar, now is the time to support Alex Jones. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of Alex's War. Pre-order the Great Reset book that they have done. And remember, all of my work is absolutely 100% free. I want you to check out Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, all produced here for free, as well as Shade the Motion Picture that Alex Jones appears in for.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.